pretty frustrated first up, particularly with ball use tonight?
I don't know. Yeah, frustrated. I thought all credit to Geelong. What they did really well. Instead of playing group, I'm probably a little bit disappointed myself. I could have prepared them for a couple of Geelong's mechanisms that they do well and have done for a long period of time, just emphasised it more. So I sort of take responsibility for that, but that was really well coached by Chris and his team, and they did that really well. I thought they got back on us pretty well. We didn't, yeah, sure, there was some fun. I thought when the game was up for grabs, we were lively and some of the execution, some of the basics, but I thought in the second quarter, you know, they got back on us really well, which you expect AFL teams to do, but you can certainly put yourself in a better position to deal with it. And then I thought on transition, they were out. So we weren't handling them getting back on us, and we weren't handling when they got it. So that's disappointing. That can be a bit of work rate, but a fair bit of positioning. And, you know, disappointing. I'll take full responsibility for that. So I know, I think within that performance, I see a fair bit of potential in us, and a fair bit of hope there. I know we're better than that, but it's my job to sort of bring that out in the play group really quickly. So there'll be some simple focuses at the review. That didn't happen by chance. There were strong mechanisms that they did. So there's some really good learnings from for us, but we need to learn quick. So that's probably the real frustration. I sit here kicking myself a little bit, but we fought on, but when the game was over, really. And we could have been a little bit more efficient at the end. But to their credit, they did it well. Round one did it well. We need to be... There's a bit of discipline in the things I spoke about. Discipline to your role and not allowing Geelong backs the freedom they had and their midfielders the freedom they had. And sometimes they're half forward. So there's some discipline to that as well. It's not just that they didn't know it all. But probably, did I emphasise enough? I need to drill it better. And we need to be more disciplined to those things. For the whole game.
Sorry, those mechanisms that you speak about, was there anything more specific that you felt?
No, like I just said I thought they got back on us pretty well. I thought we didn't... You got to make AFL teams defend. We didn't make them defend very well. They outnumbered us where we were kicking it, and then when they were transitioning, they got out on us. So we weren't either, really. At least maybe we could have stopped them, but we didn't stop them very well either.
A lot of costly turnovers deep in defence. How much does that hurt you guys?
Yeah, I think that look happened early, and they're not ideal. And but that wasn't the issue. We still could have had those and won the game if we had to fix those things I was talking about. So I walk out of here with a clear direction on what I need to coach and deliver in the review, and the players know that. I've asked for them to self-educate a bit and understand where they are part of that issue. So again, all credit to Geelong. They're a really strong team. And they look that way, and but I don't think the scoreboard's a true indicator of potential where the two teams can be.
You look forward line. How did you rate them tonight?
Well, it was very, you know, they were part of the problem, but our mids and backs probably didn't help them as well, so that accentuated the problem. But yeah, look, there's some life, you know. I think McCarthy had a number of shots on goal, those sort of things. So yeah, I think it's a work in progress.
Sandlands was dominant with a hit out. So did you feel like you capitalised on that enough around clearances?
Look, I think we had entries from clearances and we scored. It was really good opportunities out of the middle. Yeah, I think we had equal shots out of the middle. Really good shots from our attacking mid. Like a couple of forward 50 goals, I think a couple of free kicks or whatever. So, yeah, no, I thought we'll okay around there.
How did you see the first game from your four new recruits?
Well, I think you just go into that individual piece. I think everyone will be better. I don't think there was any standouts there. So I think they're all got improvement, as our whole team is, as I have in our coaching panel. Everyone's, we've got to grow and improve because we didn't get the result we wanted. But we'll continue to work hard and build on our effort. And there's plenty of growth in us. But we don't like sitting here talking like that. Your product, round one, you've had a fair time to work on it. But there's some things we need to tighten up and ratchet up and improve upon quickly.
Kirsten hasn't done much either through the pre-season or what we saw here tonight. He hasn't done much performance-wise. How long do you give him to really get comfortable?
Well, I think I interject there. I think he's done enough to get selected. So everyone's entitled to their opinion, but clearly I disagree, and our match committee disagreed because we thought he'd done enough to pick him. So, and you know what? You can focus on that didn't work, but I thought he had plenty of half opportunities that were half. He turned them into halves, but if he turned them into full, you're probably preaching different. But it, at the end of the day, that's AFL footy. It's like me. If we had done things a bit better, maybe we're having a different press conference. So he knows he needs to just be cleaner with the ball and take those opportunities, and I think he could have been a good player tonight.
Matt, Tavener doesn't always take waffle form into AFL, and after five goals again yesterday, do you sort of hesitate in bringing him in after only kicking 10 tonight?
Well, in fairness, I've just finished an AFL game, so I'm not here to conduct match committee. I'm certainly here to go home and review, but I watched the full game down at the Waffle, and probably the difference is you guys just see pure numbers. I probably just see a bit more than the metrics. There's a bit more than just raw numbers, particularly when you're winning by 100 points and now the other team was probably failed to be competitive. I think you've got to put all that in context.
You warned during the off-season, the pre-season, that it would take time. You've spoken about the next 4 years. I know some of the players have been asked about finals and they hoped you could bounce back. Is this an indication tonight that it is going to take time?
No, you can draw whatever conclusions you want. We're aiming as high as we can and we're looking to go out and improve and aim to win next week. That's the business we're in. So I'm not sure what I can say to that. You can't play and win finals until you're in them, but we've got another 21 opportunities to earn the right. That's as simple as you can make it.
There's been a lot of high scores this round. Do you see that as part of an ongoing trend, or how do you view that situation?
Oh, no, you can make your own judgment on that. It's not mine to give general commentary on everything, but I think we have this conversation every year early, don't we? And in the end, it's a small sample and everyone adapts, and who knows? I lost my crystal ball.
Chris Scott said he expected you to get better as a side as the year goes on. You would share that opinion, you think?
Well, he's a pretty good judge, Chris. He's a very good coach, isn't he? So, I mean, what he's done there is, I'm not here to espouse Chris Scott, but his record speaks for itself. So, but yeah, I would think we would get better. But really simply, how we'll get better quickly is fix those two things I spoke about. So without boring you to death.
Rossack, Smith pulls out before the match. Do you expect teams to do that a bit this year, play one less ruckman conceding without the third man up that Aaron's going to win the knock? Do you expect that's what's going to happen?
I'm not sure. I think we're happy with our two. That's not why we won or lost, I wouldn't have thought. So I think it was very blustery conditions. Blycav's very good, competent. Yeah, we've got to capitalise. I thought we capitalised okay. But that wasn't the issue. That wasn't the issue, I wouldn't have thought.
Your midfield as a whole, the group, Stephen had a terrific game today and generally they worked quite well, having Fife and Sandy and everyone fit again.
Yeah, and look, Connor Blakely went through there later, Lachie Neal, he's still coming to hand a little bit. I think Tucker and Hill and Pierce, Harley Bellick was, talk about waffle form, he was super in the waffle last 2 weeks. So he's building, which is really good, putting pressure on. So we'd like to give those guys opportunity. Ethan Hughes played quite well, so but we'll go away and assess it. And the midfield, I think we can all get better, but I think everyone's saying that, you know, so. Yeah, there's a bit of life there. I expect them to be at the pointy end, I would think. And, but at home, first one, I would expect us to perform better and we would have. So we walk away disappointed.
Any injuries?
Not that I'm aware of. Thank you.